You're on the Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon. It's time to talk some grassroots level sport, and I'm joined by Nat Smith, President of the Scone Netball Association. Nat, how are we doing?
Very well, thank you. It's exciting that we're about to start our season.
I think we're all extraordinarily keen for 2022. We're not going to look back and see what's happened over the last couple of years. We just want to look forward and get things back to normal, don't we?
That's exactly what we're hoping for. Lots of netball, lots of little players on court, lots of older players back on court too.
Well, you've got something about that. We'll talk about that very soon, but I just wanted to ask you, registrations are open at the moment, aren't they?
They are open. The registrations are now via a new registration platform, and all the details can be found on our Facebook page. You'll find a link to our website and you'll be able to go on there and create a new registration for you and your children.
So that's a new process, but it's for everybody who wants to be involved, be it during the week or on the weekend.
That's correct. So we're going to have both the Thursday night senior competition again and the Saturday junior competition. So for both those competitions, you'll find the links on our new website, and you just go to competitions, and under there you can find the links to the registration.
And Nat, when do you expect the seasons to commence this year?
So the Thursday night competition will start on the 28th of April,
yep,
and conclude in September, and the Saturday competition will start on the 30th of April and also concluding in September.
Okay. Now, you've got some littlies heading off to a carnival this weekend already, haven't you?
We do. Our 11s development are participating in Sam Pullman's Aspire Carnival. This is run by one of the ex-Australian players, Sam Pullman, and she's raising funds for the Confident Girls Foundation. So they're really excited to be going away and hitting the court.
I'll bet they are. Where is it at?
It's at Newcastle Netball Court.
Oh, very nice. Well, good luck to all the kids. So have they already been practicing, or has this just been drawn together and, you know, you guys know how to play netball, go and give it your best shot?
They have been part of our development teams in the past, but they have been doing a little bit of practice with Ellie Price, who's taking them away for the weekend. And our rep teams have also already been hitting the court and having their practice because they've got carnivals coming up early March.
Goodness me, there's hardly an off-season. Although, because of the way last year finished, I imagine everyone's keen to get back on court as quickly as they can.
We sure are. And look, we're really excited about having a full season and just playing hard netball and having lots of fun.
Just looking back at last year, the season didn't end with finals, but you did have a presentation.
We did have a presentation and every player got something at that presentation, which is a really nice way to finish off the season. And a lot, like all the teams thank their coaches, which is really important because coaches, we can't play without them. And so just putting out a shout out that we're looking for coaches for this year. And if they're interested, they should contact the association.
Do they need to have any experience or credentials or anything like that?
No, they don't need any, but if they would like to improve their experience and credentials, the association actually subsidises their online learning. So, we have a lot of people who can mentor the coaching and we're around on the weekends to help the coaches with whatever they might need.
This time last year, you and I were talking about the need for volunteers as well. I guess that's just a constant call out.
It is. Our NetSet Go program, which is for our littlest players, our 5 to 6-year-olds, at the moment, we don't have a coordinator, so we're still looking for a NetSet Go coordinator so that program can go ahead.
All right. Well, all of these great grassroots sports don't happen without volunteers, so if you think you might be able to help out, just ask the question because I'm sure you'll find a job for somebody, won't you?
I certainly will.
And finally, I want you to tell me about walking netball. What's that, Nat?
So walking netball has been introduced by Netball New South Wales and it's an option for our older netballers who might have decided that netball's a little bit too hard on their joints. This gives them an opportunity to still participate in netball. We were able to get a grant through the New South Wales government and in partnership with the Upper Hunter Community Services and BHP Mount Arthur, we can offer this session free during Seniors Week. It's on Thursday the 31st of March. And if you jump onto our Facebook page, we've got more information on how you can register for that event.
Do you think that would be suitable for an over-50s radio broadcaster who sits down far too often during the week?
Well, I think it would be perfect for that.
Thank you, Nat. I appreciate that. I'll have to look into walking netball. Nat Smith from the Scone Netball Association, thank you very much for joining us to talk about some grassroots sports here on the Sideline View, and I look forward to catching up with you again during the season.
Thank you.